Good morning. My guest this morning is Joshua Trader from the Santa Rosa Dance Theater. Good morning, Joshua.
Hi, how are you today?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Fine, thanks.
Great. Okay, we're talking about, among many other things in this 5 minutes, your 12th annual Nutcracker.
Yes,
sir. It is the holiday season, and that means it's Nutcracker season as well.
Yes.
And it's Friday the 14th. Saturday the 15th and Sunday the 16th at the Spreckles Performing Arts Center in Rohnert Park. So what's your feeling about the Nutcracker? What's your approach to it?
Well, the approach is, first and foremost, since we have so many young dancers, you know, it's a school and they're young people, and it's really to make sure that they have the most constructive, positive and professional experience possible. It's a really exciting time for them. And as soon as we start talking about it, when we start our fall session, I mean, the kids, they get so pumped up, and we put up the rehearsal schedules and you just hear them running through the hallways and they're so excited and they want to find out what they're going to do. So, you know, first and foremost, like I said, we just want to make sure that they get the most out of it and in a really constructive way where they learn the most how to conduct themselves professionally, how to handle rehearsals well, how to conduct themselves in a theater, and then, of course, how to perform to the best of their technical and artistic ability.
Right. What's the age range?
The age range is our youngest dancers are 3 years old. Yeah, 3 years old. We got the little baby ballerinas out there.
Oh, I love it.
And two high school age kids and some of our adult students that are involved in our adult program. We have adult ballet as well. They'll be joining us on stage to play parents in the party scene, which is really great because they like to be involved as well.
So, yeah, right. Of course.
Yeah. You know, it's just we have a nice program growing. Our youngest student's 3. Our oldest is 80 years old in the school. Oh. So we have a pretty wide range of students.
That's got to be a record. I can't imagine this.
Yeah.
Anybody could be any younger or older than
that. Yeah, and it's really fun, you know, because I just feel anybody that wants to learn how to dance classical ballet, come on by. We'll teach you because it really is for all ages. It's a wonderful art form for, of course, your body. It's great exercise, but also for your mind and your heart and your artistic expression. It
right.
really helps you kind of get in touch with all those areas.
So classic ballet is really what you teach, right?
Correct. That's all we teach at Santa Rosa Dance Theater. That's our specialty. And to a professional level, and regardless of whether you want to be a professional dancer or not, we want to give you that experience because it is beneficial for everything that you do.
Do many of your students decide to become professional dancers and take the next steps?
Yeah, some of them do. Even the young lady that was our Sugar Plum Fairy last year, she was accepted into the Rock School in Philadelphia, which is kind of the next step up that has connections to professional companies, and she's working really hard out there now. And we've got a few other kids that are working that direction as well and doing quite well.
So is this yearly Nutcracker Ballet, is that also a benefit for the school?
Yeah, it really does help. It funds a lot of the work that we do in the summer. And if we can get a nice guest teacher to come out, it helps fund that and just, you know, make sure the programs are really solid and the teaching level stays really high. So.
How would you like to see the theater change? Do you have a sort of ideal that you look forward to when you think about, 10 years from now or 15 years from now?
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure. You know, I've got little plans in my head, of course. What I'd really like, what we're kind of working towards, is getting slowly but surely, I'd love to be able to have a program that could be funded that would be able to give scholarships to inner city youth that wouldn't otherwise have the ability to come and enjoy this art form, because that was a lot of how I got into it, you know, from the benefit of other people, you know, helping me out, got me into the art form.
So right. It's not easy, is it, to
get
the kind of training you need?
It is not easy, and there's equipment that comes with it, and there's all sorts of different aspects of it, and I'd love to be able to provide that, even if it's just for one kid. I'd like to be able to provide that to them.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Joshua, thanks very much for coming in. Let's tell
too.
People that this is the Santa Rosa Dance Theater's 12th annual Nutcracker Ballet at the Spreckles Performing Arts Center in the Codding Theater in Rohnert Park. To get tickets, you can get them online at sprecklesonline.com. That is the best way to do it. Or telephone 588-3400. For information, 539-0516. SantaRosaDanceTheater.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Jacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.